You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up this hour. Last half hour of the show, we will lighten it up as we always do with audio sorbet. Chance to get away from the news, clean our brains a little bit.
Audio sorbet. We clean your ears with fun.
There you go. Today's groundbreaking discussion will be sweet pickles versus dill pickles. I started a war yesterday. I didn't realize this was such a hot topic, but sweet versus dill pickles, that's audio sorbet after 10:30. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sleeping Beauty edition. Stay tuned for that. Right now we are delighted to be joined by Robert Pilot. He is the host of Native Roots Radio and has one of the best voices on the planet. In fact, I'm going to be sending you my refrigerator manual, Robert, so you can record it, and then I can play it at night when I'm trying to fall asleep. Robert Pilot is here. Good morning, Robert.
Easy. Hey, thanks for having me on. That was awesome. Really glad to be here and talk about some things. And I just got to give a quick shout out to Civic Media for really amplifying Native Roots Radio all over Wisconsin, too. So just want to give a shout out to Civic Media right away before I forget, because I have a good memory, but it's short.
Hey, I'm with you on that. By the way, Native Roots Radio airs across the network from 8 to 9 weeknights here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Fantastic show. Robert is the host. Again, Native Roots Radio here across the network weeknights from 8 to 9 on Civic Media. Robert, one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you was about the recent decision to cut the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That helps pay for PBS, NPR, 1,500 local radio and TV stations, of course, programs like Sesame Street and so many more. And public radio has really been critically important for our Native populations for a long time, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we do, Native Roots Radio does the best of on WOJB in Hayward. And 45% of their budget has been cut. And that's a 100,000-watt station that covers three different states. And so that's significant, you know. And, you know, just in Wisconsin, other than tribal stations, there's been, you know, 40 stations will be affected in Wisconsin and over two dozen in Minnesota. And I know specifically for me, I do a show. I'm on 5 days a week, and I do a show once a month called Little Moments Count, and we bring in experts about, you know, how to raise your kids and talk to your kids from, you know, age zero to 7 years old, and that's funded by NPR here. They pay for that when they come on Native Roots Radio, and so it affects me to a degree, but it's also frightening to see our partners out there and people speaking the truth be cut like this. And it's just, you know, half the game plan, or I think I heard three quarters of the game plan of 2025 is completed now. So yeah, we are definitely China right now, and we're heading towards Russia. So we need to be careful. And the one thing I always like to talk about on Native Roots Radio too is not only solutions and how we're taking care of ourselves and calls to action, but also that Native Americans are used to this. This is nothing new to us, and not that surprising. But also, you know, when we try to, you know, my tribe specifically, Ho-Chunk Nation, I was a legislator for 4 years for Ho-Chunk Nation. And the week after Trump took over, we lost something like $8 million, and we had to lay off 80 people in the healthcare system. And so it affects everything, even though we want to say it doesn't, but it does.
Well, and that's something, Robert, that for me, I kind of put it out there into the world on social media, and I know, first mistake, is to say, justify this for me. Tell me why cutting this funding is fiscally responsible slash making America great again, if you will. And someone came back at me to say, well, it's because of their model and they weren't making money and they didn't adopt platforms like online and all these fiscal excuses. But when I looked it up myself, Donald Trump has flatly come out and said that PBS, you know, where Mr. Rogers lives, and NPR are liberal, woke bastions of indoctrination. So this isn't about a business model or about finance. This is about, as you just mentioned, messages that can be perceived as a threat to power and to a threat to, quote, their version of America. So I don't think it's about finance. It's about silencing voices.
Well, that's true. They wouldn't be sending troops to Washington or L.A. They'd be sending them to Tennessee and to these places where crime has gone up. So it's all about attacking the blue states and people that don't feel the same the way that president does. So it's just it's an attack. One of the things, Jane and Greg, I'd like to ask you as an interviewer, I was a big Bernie guy, mm-hmm. you know, and I wonder how he's getting all these things done where our Democratic relatives couldn't seem to get anything done. So how is he getting all this done? And so that makes me pause too. And again, you know, there's an old saying with the Native Americans is, you know, the left wing and the right wing are from the same bird. And so that's what we've been dealing with for 500 years here as Native Americans. But we cannot run now on one issue. I mean, vote. We cannot vote on one issue. And I think that's what happened the last time around is that people were talking about Gaza and things like that, where, no, look what's happening right now. You know, the first presidency that Trump had, he was recorded, I think, 65,000 lies in 4 years.
Yeah, he was busy.
Let's just recognize the talent, okay, of lying at that kind of velocity.
Really quite something, actually.
But
it's amazing too, because all his followers now appear to be doing that too. Mm. And I remember there was a hat that came out when he was first elected that said make racists afraid again. Well, they're not. They're with the mainstream media and you know, they're getting the thumbs up to do whatever they want. And that's the really most disappointing thing for me. And that's why shows like yours, ours, and being on civic media is so, so important, is because spit out the, you know, there's five companies that own 95% of the airs.
Yep.
And we know who owns civic media. And we know who owns AM 950. You're talking to the people that do that. And so it's frightening times, but it's important that Jane and Greg and Robert do not give up.
Yeah. We got to keep talking about it. Yeah. I mean, it is about making sure that the accurate information is out there. Yeah. And for my estimation, Democrats ceded a lot of territory for a really long time. And at least in the case of AM radio, allowed the right wing to dominate AM radio for decades. Decades and decades. And so for many areas, especially in rural communities, that became the only source for information. And civic mm-hmm. media's goal is to provide accurate information for people who might not be getting it otherwise. And I think PBS was the same thing. They reported facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. Who did we hear that from so many times,
so many
over
people.
And over and over again? By the way, if you're just joining us, Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, which airs across the network Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
And I think, Robert, what you're saying now is so interesting, because we just spoke to Andrew Watkins on the topic of white Christian nationalism making its way into the mainstream of our government, our halls of power, whether it's TV, radio, government, all those things. And everything you are talking about connects to the conversation there. You talk about the fact that Native folks have been getting this sort of treatment for so long, and now people who, you know, people who would agree with the uplift of Native folks, tribes, the issues that you face on a daily basis are now sitting here going, how can they do that to us? Well, now Native folks saying, yeah, they've been doing to it for a long time. Where were you this whole time? And also the question of Democrats versus Republicans, that is such a huge question to ask. And I think for me, the immediate not an answer, but something that provides maybe some context to the conversation is I feel like Democrats underestimated so many things for so long. And I think with regard to what you said, Jane, is for decades, AM radio was the place for this information. We counted that as the fringe. We counted that those individuals as, well, they're saying crazy things. That's too crazy. That's not America.
Yep. Not fringe.
And as Andra said in the previous hour, this is not fringe. This is mainstream. That's who is in charge now because they were listening to these people for 5 decades.
I don't know how I could do this. I'm 64 years old, so my South Park era was, 20 years ago, really enjoying it. But now, how are they the only media out there that's taking care of really what we need to talk about? It's crazy. CBS bowed down. And again, mainstream media is normalized all this and is saying it's okay to be racist again.
Well, and the reckoning is going to be coming again. It's this, well, they're not going to touch me. I did what he asked. Mm-hmm. We did what the president wanted. We did the thing, whatever the thing was. So therefore we're going to be safe. That's not how it works.
Right.
That's not how it works.
I don't know any billionaires, and
we hang out with the wrong people, Robert. We're not hanging out with the right people.
Everybody's fair game now, so they don't know that, it's just crazy. I have a sister-in-law who's a teacher in New York, and guess who she voted for? Are you kidding me? In New York City, where it's melting pot of people, you're voting against your own interests, your own students. It's just an amazing thing that's happened.
What is her justification, Robert? What does she say?
Well, let me tell you this. this is what drives my wife crazy because she's a New Yorker too. And about her sister, and hopefully her sister's not listening, but probably not. She's listening to Fox. Is she wanted to, how did she put that? She wanted to support her husband. Her husband's a raving Republican. So
she's going to vote like he does.
Yeah. Hello, 1955.
What were we just talking about last hour? I'm not kidding you, Robert. Your conversation, the discussion we were having right now is like a part two to what we were talking about with Andrew Watkins. This idea of the woman's vote reflects her husband because, well, he's my husband. And that, when you say that line, says he's the head of the house and he is the one in charge and he knows better.
We're going to continue our conversation with Robert Pilot on the other side. He's the host of Native Roots Radio. Keep it right here. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, hello live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by the host of Native Roots Radio that you can catch across Civic Media weeknights from 8 to 9 p.m., Robert Pilot. Is here. We were talking about the recent cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and what that is going to mean, particularly for our Native populations, which get a lot of their information from NPR. And we had a text come in from Troy from Mount Horeb. Greg, when Robert said about your sister, we both sighed audibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, I don't even know what to do with that.
And before we went to the commercial, you wanted to say something, Robert, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to continue that thought.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I just remembered what she said to my wife, and that was, I want to honor my husband. And I'm going, what year is this? 1951? And yeah, it's just a mind-blowing situation, and I just don't know how to respond. We don't talk any politics when I'm in New York, because I do a lot of my show from New York, Long Island, and I just saw them the last time I was there, and we didn't talk any, but I did talk to her husband and just say, I did say, I'd speak my opinion. He asked me, how are things going? And I told him.
And what did he say?
He somewhat agreed, which kind of really surprised me. So if that's any indication of what's happening, and I believe it is an indication that people are waking up to it, and that's why the gerrymandering is going to be happening in Texas. They're worried about 2026, and they should be. But we also have to keep talking about issues, and that's the thing that Native Roots Radio, in a Native perspective, it keeps talking about the issues, and it's hard because people like, I'm sure Greg and you, Jane, have gotten really worn out by all this going on every day. Every day there's something, you know. I there's things like he wanted to, you know, the Washington team to bring back the racist name, yeah. You know, yeah. All these things. And I try to, when I post on social media, which I'm on Blue Sky too, and trying to really combat the X experience with Blue Sky. But every time I post something, whether it's political, it's like, he's on the list is what I end it with.
Well, and that's, I mean, it's one of the reasons why we've started doing audio sorbet towards the end of the show, is because if we were to talk about this stuff 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, there comes a point of burnout. So that little bit of time where we can all come together, have a little bit of laugh, have a little bit of brevity and a levity, then that's the important thing. And going back to what you just said about your brother-in-law or your sister-in-law's husband, we also spoke to Andrew about that, and people are starting to wake up and say, I didn't vote for this. This is not what I wanted. But in fact, you did. He didn't really hide a whole lot of what he was going to do. He made it very clear what he wanted to accomplish.
But he lied about a lot of stuff, too.
Well,
because that's what he does.
Yes. And and the fact that they don't know by now that he is a pathological terminal liar, that's something that's they have to justify with themselves. But also that notion of what you said, your sister-in-law, her reason for voting for Trump was to honor her husband. And I wonder, was she the type of person 10 years ago who would have said those words specifically, I want to honor my husband? Or is it because of this administration and this movement, people are feeling that they need to do these things? They're feeling an obligation to honor the family, therefore honor the husband, who is the head of the household, and he is in charge.
Well, and if you're listening to the rhetoric that's going on, you know, we have somebody that's in the administration that wants to get rid of women's right to vote.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about that. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we are right now. But again, hopefully people are waking up. I mean, when I marched to the Capitol here in St. Paul, you know, after the murders of and assassination of our leaders here, Hortman and her husband.
Horrific.
You know, they wanted to call it off, but there was 80,000 people at the Capitol that same day. So people want to be engaged and do things. I just want our politicians to snap out of it, and more AOC, more Bernie, more governor from California, that governor, Newsom, the governor of Illinois. More of that is what we need. And call the kettle black.
Yeah,
you know,
this playing nice, this trying to play nice to get along, go along to get along, is not the way to go forward. That is not the answer to the mess that we're in.
And they're not playing by the rules, so
right?
They can't.
Exactly, you know. Exactly.
And I will say this: whatever is happening to Marjorie Taylor Greene right now, I don't know what's happening. It could all change tomorrow, but it's the watching someone's eyes open in real time to what is going on in the world because of the things she has helped put. That is what we're going to see from more people in the news saying, "I didn't vote for. I didn't want this." Well, it's what you got.
Robert Pilot is the host of Native Roots Radio, which you can catch across the network weeknights from 8 to 9. And by the way, Robert Ardith on the live stream says, I agree with Jane about Robert Pilot's glorious voice. It is the most soothing sound on radio. I'll be sending you my kitchen my Whirlpool washer kitchen manual so you can read it for me and then I can play it when I try to fall asleep. I'd appreciate that.
Well, a big PNG, thank you so much for having me on, and keep up the good work, and thank we got to keep fighting, really.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you so very much. We have news coming up next when we return. Sillier things so we can take a breath. Audio sorbet, sweet versus dill pickles. The fight is on.
There's no fight.
You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're just going to go with this. Good morning.
Wow.
Welcome back. Well done, Sweet Kelby, to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board.
If you're listening to the podcast,
it's not going to make any sense.
Yeah, it's not going to make any sense, but we were playing. Calvin picked out a wonderful song directly about and solely about pickles.
There's a song about everything.
Because that is what we are talking about on today's Audio Sorbet. Oh my gosh. It's time for
Audio Sorbet.
Wonderful. Let's bring in the harps. Let's get it going. Let's have some fun and, you know, do our thing. What happened to the harps?
Calvin's looking.
They're on break.
There we go.
Oh, there they are.
Audio Sorbet. 855-752-4842. This stems from yesterday.
Yeah.
We were talking about Pat Murphy of the Brewers mm-hmm. and his pocket pancakes. So we started talking about snacks. Mm-hmm. What are our go-to snacks? The pocket pancake wrapped around a chicken tender is Pat Murphy's go-to snack. So we started talking about our own.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like is you call them
redneck sushi. Yeah.
So it's a piece of ham with cream cheese and then you roll up a pickle. But I do both sweet and dill pickles. I go both pickle ways, which apparently is just a crime.
Okay, first of all,
people are very passionate about their pickles.
Yes, we are, because in life, I have to be passionate about something in this world.
This is your thing.
This is my thing. Like, well, it's not my only thing, but it is one where I will not like a good pickle bend and or break.
So you're only dill.
Well, I'm not only dill. I should I love a dill pickle. Mm-hmm. I love a garlic pickle. I love even a spicy pickle sometimes, but not too spicy because why bother? I think that sweet pickles, or as they're also called for some reason, bread and butter pickles, just make them sound fancy. They're not. They're garbage. Are an invention of the devil. To divide us, to tempt us, and then to divide us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dill pickles or sweet pickles, 855-752-4842. Love to hear you weigh in on this. Chris Casper, our friend and colleague here and one of Civic Media's engineers, had come down very hard on me yesterday with my love for sweet pickles.
And see, that's the thing, too, is you merely said you enjoy this delicacy. Okay, you know what? You're just saying that. You're now just saying that to be like fun. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get people on the street saying, so Jane, I'm like, don't talk to me about this. You brought up the snack, which, by the way, I'm a huge fan of redneck sushi. It's a problem because people will make it at a party and you're like, I'll just have one. It's like when you get pizza that's like cut into small squares.
Oh, yeah, you got to have 47.
Exactly. You're like, oh, I just ate a whole pizza. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you just pop them. They're easy to just, and before you know it, you're like, oh, I've had 10 pickles. Right. But I was just letting you live your life. Mm-hmm. I was letting you, you know, journey your journey. And then Chris Casper has to come in and throw down the divide and say, now, do I agree with Chris? Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I felt like I was brought to this fight. I did not enter willingly. I had to say something. I must stand up. I must let my voice be heard. You're welcome, America and WBA.
I reached out to Casper.
Yeah.
Hoping he would be able to join us this morning. Mm-hmm. He's got a dentist appointment, but he did send me his argument.
Okay.
about pickles.
Go for it.
Casper says sweet pickles are the devil.
Thank you.
Pickles are supposed to be salty, not sweet. There should be a federal law that restaurants have to warn people in a 30-point bold capitalized font that a menu item contains sweet pickles.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than finding that out the hard way. I got a Cuban once that had sweet pickles. What kind of psycho puts sweet pickles on a Cuban?
Okay, first of all, a couple things. I support this measure.
The federal law?
Yes. Yes, or many municipal laws throughout the lands to cover certain points, at least where I live.
Okay.
They should also have to include an explanation of what bread and butter pickles are, because that can be, you know, it can be like, oh, bread and butter pickles. I love bread. I love butter. And
I don't think those qualify as a sweet pickle. To me, it's in the middle.
What does that mean?
It's not completely sweet. The bread and butter pickles.
I'm looking at Google right now. It says, yes, bread and butter pickles are sweet.
I disagree.
Well, I feel like I feel like anything that isn't dill, spice, and or garlic or something that is savory. Let's say that. Savory. Then it's a sweet pickle and you can get out of my life. But I forgot the second part of what I was going to say. But the point is, Jane.
Because your argument has no weight.
My argument has the weight of 10 million dill pickles is what it has. It has righteousness behind it, Jane.
855-752-4842, our audio sorbet for today. Sweet versus dill pickles. Maybe you're like me. You go both ways when it comes to pickles.
Okay, all right.
Carmella from Milwaukee, I'm with Jane. Both are great.
No.
I will dive in when they're laid out as part of a spread. My Sammies have to have lots of pickles. Forget the condiments. Just pickles, Carmella.
If I go to a Subway, I always get extra pickles on my sandwich. I like the extra pickles. I remember what I was going to say.
And those are subpar pickles.
Well, it's Subway, so I don't know what you were really expecting.
True.
I mean, last time I checked, they took down their Michelin star. But when it comes to a Cuban or Cubano, like a Cubano with sweet pickles is no longer a Cuban. It is a trash sandwich, which needs to be thrown into the trash receptacle because that is where it belongs.
Well, I wouldn't put sweet pickles on a Cuban sandwich.
No, exactly.
No, it has to have a dill. But open yourself to the world of sweet pickles.
No.
There's a whole world of pickledom for you to be welcomed.
Don't hear the word. Let me rephrase that. Don't hear the correct things that I am saying right now as one who has never had a sweet pickle in his life. I have. I have been tricked. I have been duped. I have been taken to the top of the mountain and promised all the lands, only to be seen that it is a hoofed man with a tail saying, here's a sweet pickle. I'm like, how was I tempted again? They're just not good. They're just not good.
Judy from East Troy.
Yeah.
Morning, guys. All pickles are delicious. So there. But my solar pickles are out of this world. I've been making them for many years. They last in the fridge for 6 months. Ooh, she's got a picture, too. Those look really, really yummy, Judy.
I feel like I can only make a judgment on these solar pickles if I have one.
If we eat them.
I mean,
that's true. Luann from Wanderoos listening on WLAK in Amory. I like dill and bread and butter, which are totally different than sweet pickles. Which I hate.
I did not say that bread and butter pickles are sweet pickles. I said, according to Google, bread and butter pickles are sweet. There's a difference in the phrasing. Sweet pickles are disgusting. Wanderers, you are teetering right now. I wanted to visit you, and if you do not come down hard on my side for this one, we will go to a different part of the state.
Dill versus sweet pickles, the war is on. 855-752-4842. Ben from Richland Center, listening on WRCE. I love both, but I think sweet pickles are equated with a nice relish tray. You gotta have both.
Why do I have to?
Because there are those of us.
Yeah.
Who go both ways.
Oh, God, I swear to God. Can we call the FCC and just get grounds of like attempt at something?
855-752-4842.
I personally, this is what my thought is.
Mm.
I think that sweet pickles, and I'm going to say bread and butter because yes, I've had bread and butter. I'm like, this is disgusting. Patui. I don't like them. Do you know what that means then, Jane? And everyone else who's saying, I love bread and butter pickles. More for you.
That's true.
When I come to that tray of various accoutrement to put on my plate as a side dish, and says sweet pickles, I'm going to leave them alone. I'm not going to throw them out. I'm not going to run my hand over my tongue and then run it over the pickles and say, ha, now they're ruined for everyone. I'm going to leave them be. And they're there for you to have whatever you would like, because I believe in a free country that—
And pickle them.
I believe in—
Open pickles.
Yes.
Open pickles. 855-752-4842. Pickle Wars. Sweet pickles versus dill pickles. Ted from Appleton is weighing in on this highly controversial subject. Good morning, Ted. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Okay, kids. I am sick and tired of you two bickering back and forth about the dang nabbit pickle. Now, there's only one pickle there is. Mm. That is Famous Dave's hot and spicy sweet pickle.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have some of those at home right now.
Ooh, I haven't even heard of a hot and spicy sweet pickle, Ted.
Famous Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Pat. Next time you talk to him, Craig Lowe, he'd know it. That's part of his country.
All right. We will check in with Craig Lowe.
Famous Dave's Steakhouse, you know. That is Famous Dave's hot and spicy sweet.
Excellent. Really appreciate that, Ted. Thank you so very much.
We have a jar of them at home. Bridget will put them in the Bloody Marys. I tried them, and the spicy definitely undercuts the abomination that is the sweet. It's an interesting flavor. I cannot properly describe what it is. Some would say
you have to bring some.
I'll bring some in tomorrow, and you can try one out and tell me what you think. I think for me, for my money, when it comes to and this is excluding, you know, the solar pickles or things you might find at the farmer's market, but at a grocery store acquired pickle for me is always going to be the Milwaukee pickle.
Milwaukee's pickles in the refrigerated section?
Well, no, the ones I get they're just on the shelf. They're not refrigerated.
Oh, okay.
They're in the glass canister.
Okay.
They are the best, period.
I found some in the refrigerated section, and I want to say they're called Grillo's.
Okay.
Dill chips.
Ooh, I love dill chips.
Oh, they're so good. Oh. If you want to weigh in on Pickle Wars, sweet versus dill, 855-752-4842. Liz from Saukville, dill, except for tuna salad, brats, and hot dogs, those definitely need sweet pickle
tuna
relish.
My mother made tuna salad every Sunday for—
That'd be really good.
She never put— Any rel nothing.
No pickles, no dills or anything.
Sweet or savory. And that's interesting.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening on WAUK. Sweet and spicy pickles, also known as the Matt Nair on Air pickles. Sweet like Jane and spicy like Caliente.
Oh, and thanks,
and
Andrew.
And we all know that Greg is a big dill.
Yeah.
855. I just am reading what he said. Just came in just like that.
Finish the phone number.
855-752-4842 as we are talking about Pickle Wars. Richard from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Hi. I'm getting a little bit tough on these pickles. I don't know which one. I'm kind of a baseball former player, and pickles always get in the way, so I can take them or leave them. You know, I'll go right to the dog.
You'll give their pickles to the dog?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mean, that's...
Well, whatever works.
That's safe. If you don't like the pickle at all, then that's fine. I get that, too.
Pass along the pickle.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Dave from New Berlin gets the final word on this as we're running out of time here. Clausen pickles all day long. There are pickles, then there are Clausen pickles.
All right. I guess you love big pickle, then.
Big pickle. That's a whole nother segment when we delve into Big Pickle. Coming up, we're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sleeping Beauty edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be—
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board. He's off tomorrow.
He's off for a little while, I know. Actually.
Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review across the network, Saturday mornings 9 to 11, going to join us in hour number one. Lots to cover with Jim Santel.
Yes.
As always.
Yeah.
Paul Noonan will be here for the Acme Packing Company Sports Guru. All about the Brewers, baby.
Yeah.
All about the Brew Crew. Mm-hmm. They are hot. What was it? 14-zip yesterday.
14-zip yesterday. So 75 victories. The best record in baseball. Number one in the entire league.
Make sure you download the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely free, yeah. And you're going to need it on Friday when we hit free ticket Fridays. You have five chances on Fridays to enter a drawing for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, good seats, yeah. And Brewers tickets are super hot right now.
Yes, they are.
So be listening on Friday morning, starting with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9, our show, then 9 to 11, Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6. Five chances on Friday to get your name in the running for that four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets, but you have to do it via the app.
And it's for August the 23rd, which is a Saturday night game,
oh,
which means it's going to be packed and awesome and fun.
Yep. So download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. We want you to be ready come Friday. It is absolutely free. It is 10:54, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you should find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This Calvin found from UPI, our favorite guy, Ben Hooper.
He's
back. He gets the good ones.
Ben is back.
Venomous snake found napping in model train set. Tunnel. An Australian reptile wrangler was called to a home where a resident found a venomous snake napping in his model train set tunnel. Stuart McKenzie was called out to a home where a resident saw what he thought was somebody put a rubber snake in there. So it's right, you know, you got the little tunnel that the train goes, the model train goes through. Yeah, it wasn't a rubber snake. It was a snake, a healthy and rather large brown tree snake that had decided to take a little nap in the train set. There is video of McKenzie safely removing the snake from the tunnel on the model train tracks. He said the snake is preparing to shed its skin. He did release it into a tree, putting it back where it belongs. No one was hurt. Snake wasn't hurt. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
I love us. I was in Australia 30 years ago. I loved it. They, not a chance.
They get a different breed of critters in the house.
Oh, there's all the time.
If you Google Chris Hemsworth spider, there's a picture of him staring at his wall of the home that is a nice home. He doesn't live in like some ramshackle.
Oh, right. Know,
and there is a spider on the wall that I think is the size of my face. And he's looking at it like, check this out.
Isn't that something?
It's just a Tuesday.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
It's a spider.
Yeah. I really like snakes. I think they're really cute and cuddly and fun. They're fun to play with. I would never own one as a pet because I just feel like that's a different level of pet ownership I don't have. I'm just glad that the snake was able to do its thing and it's fine and it's safe and good to go. Although I do think we need to rework the... You know, the old adage of there's all the, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
The snake at the end of the model tunnel. That's a different
that's
meaning.
A new phrase.
But we're going to make that work. We're going to make that thing. We're going to put
bring
it on
that
a t-shirt.
Into the lexicon.
Exactly.
Make that work. Yep. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we mentioned, Calvin, for whatever reason, gets some time off.
I just
Who approved this, Calvin? Ask anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're getting like a week?
Yeah, an entire week. I, you know, there was a 17,000-page form I had to fill out and submit.
Did you give blood? Did you have to give a blood sample too?
Yeah, I had to give a blood sample, a hair sample,
sure.
Saliva sample.
All that stuff.
All sorts of stuff. But yeah, that they mysteriously, the powers that be, approved it.
We're gonna have to make some complaints.
What happens next? It's like Calvin takes a vacation. What's next?
Calvin has a life.
Are you gonna go on vacation next? Are you going to? What's happening here? What's happening?
Good for you. We hope you have a great time off, Calvin. You absolutely deserve it. You've been on a long stretch without any days off. So have a wonderful, wonderful time, whatever you're doing. We will miss you. Dom is going to be filling in.
Yes, Dom Lee, wonderful producer of the John and Gordy Show, will be here for those days. And we're looking forward to having him around. We're going to have a good time.
Yep.
And yeah, Calvin, have a wonderful, whatever you are doing, whether it's a staycation or a getaway vacation, just have a good time and relax. That's all I demand.
Yeah, you enjoy your time off. You absolutely deserve it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Betcha.
Thank you.
You betcha. We'll miss you. Thank you, Greg. And Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening. It really means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.